You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So if my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time of day it is, wherever you are, welcome. Welcome. I am so excited to have you guys join me this evening, and I really wish I could see your faces, but just to know that this message will be shared with others is much appreciated, a message of hope. This is Minister Vanessa Williams, and again, I'm so delighted that you've joined us today. You know, I count it a privilege to be such a part of a wonderful network called When Christians Speak Talk Radio, where we strive to serve God's people in an encouraging and uplifting way. And I hope you find that it is uplifting. You know, we expect your life to be changed in such a way that you're going to go out and help make a difference in someone else's life. This program comes on every Tuesday at 7 is called His Abounding Grace. And it was taken, the subject was taken from Romans, the 5th chapter, the 21st. Where the scripture says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace. I promise I'm not going to keep you too long tonight. I'm hoping it'll be no longer than 30 minutes. I just want to share a few encouraging words that would help you to just in your walk with Christ, okay? Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all your many blessings in our lives, Father. Lord, when we inhale and then are able to exhale, we thank you for that, God. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's listening right now, Father, that this message will be shared with others, Lord God, and someone will be encouraged, Lord God, to get to know you better, to want to know you better, Lord God, to want to spend more time with you, Father. I thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask right now that you allow me to decrease so that whatever you have for everybody, Lord God, will be come up with clarity and it'll be from you. And Lord, I thank you. I give you the honor, the glory, and the praise because it truly belongs to you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to be a vessel to be used by you, to encourage someone, to provide someone with a message of hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. A message of hope. We can talk about how do you have hope in a dying world, in a hope in a world that's hopeless, that seems to be so hopeless. You know, when I was studying for this, the song came up, a hymnal came up. It's a very old one, and I thought about it, and so I jotted the words down just to kind of encourage you as well. It's called The Solid Rock. It was written by Edward Mote in 1834. And can you believe his word? These words are still ringing true today. The song goes something, the lyrics, because I'm not going to sing to you, okay? The lyrics go something like this. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. When you think about a house being built and you think about the house and you want a strong house, you don't want a weak foundation. The house must be built on a strong foundation. So when winds come and when bad weather hits and when different turns of events come about, that house is built on a strong foundation. That's how we want to be. We want to be built on a strong foundation. Our foundation, which I'll talk a little bit more about, should be based on the word of God. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And I like the part that talks about how I dare not trust the sweetest frame. you think about a house and the frame is put up, you know, and it might look all pretty and beautiful on the outside. But if it's not solid, if you don't have anything that you can hold on to, it's not going to last. So I want to wholly lean on Jesus' name. Those are two words that were written in 1834, and two words that still exist today. So how do you maintain hope in a world that seems so hopeless? How do we maintain hope in a world that seems so hopeless? I want to focus on three things tonight, but I'm going to give it to you at a very high level, because, again, this is a short message. Very high level, okay? Three things. There are several things, but I want to focus on three things. Number one, strengthen your foundation. It's talked about why the foundation needs to be strengthened. You strengthen your foundation through prayer, reading, and meditating on God's word, okay? Number two is you remember the loaves. The loaves. You remember what God did for you in the past. And number three, you stop focusing on your own situation and you help somebody else, okay? Stop focusing on your own situation. Give God some praises when you're going through stuff. And then focus on someone else. So those are the three things. And let me just break them down a little bit. So when we talk about strengthening our foundation, we're really talking about the need to spend time with Jesus. How do you get to know someone if you don't really spend time with them? We talk about building our hope, right? Sometimes you may not know what to pray because spending time with Jesus involves prayer. But sometimes you may say, you feel so overwhelmed, Lord, I just don't know how to pray. But don't you know it's then the Romans 8, 26 and 27 becomes so real in our spirit? Because Romans 8, 26 and 27 lets us know that the Spirit helps us by interceding for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. The Spirit intercedes for us. Okay, so when you go to God in prayer, sometimes you may feel like you're just so burdened down. Guess what? The Spirit is praying for you. The Spirit is praying for you, and it's going to be okay. And then we need to study His Word. We've got to study His Word to show ourselves approved. Get to know God. Because when you get to know His voice, when you get to know God, you'll get to know His voice, okay? And you won't get to know His voice if you don't spend time with Him studying His word and seeing what His will is, okay? It's just like a sheep. A sheep only obeys the voice of their master. No other voice will they follow. They get to know the voice of their master. So if someone else calls out to them, they don't move. But when their master calls out and they hear that voice and then they obey. So we don't only need to get to know Him to hear His voice, but when the Spirit tells us to move out, we need to. And if He doesn't tell us to do something, we shouldn't do it, okay? We should obey the voice of our master. We should obey the voice of our master. We're talking about how do you maintain hope in a world that seems so hopeless. You know, when you study His word, you study His word consistently, you'll be able to renew your mind on a daily basis. You'll be able to renew your mind. The word of God lets us know to study to show ourselves approved, and to renew our minds. And how do we renew our minds? By focusing on the word of God, by focusing on all those good and perfect gifts that come from God. When the enemy tries to put those negative thoughts in our mind, once you're studying, and it's a continual process, we quickly need to replace those negative thoughts with the word of God. Maybe it's healing that you need, okay? And the enemy tries to tell you that you're not going to get healed. Well, you need to be able to grab a hold of some healing scriptures that's like Isaiah 53:5, which says, "But He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The punishment that brought me peace was upon Him, and by His stripes I am healed." That's just one scripture. There's so many scriptures. When the enemy brings to our minds negative stuff, we need to counter that by reciting the positive, serious word of God. We need to do that because the enemy is going to come. The word of God lets us know that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the word of God says that Jesus comes, and that's Jesus speaking in the New Testament. Jesus says, "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." Have it more abundantly. Psalms 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." So we need to focus on healing scriptures. I call them healing scriptures. There are so many in there, okay? And the result is, once you begin to renew your mind, once you spend time with God through prayer and studying, you know, you'll be able to encourage yourself. And that's also in the Word of God. For Psalms 42:5, and actually in two of the Psalms, 42:5 and 42:11, sometimes you're going to get discouraged and you're going to look for others to encourage you. But guess what? We need to know how to encourage ourselves. The Psalm says, "Why, my soul, are you cast down? Why are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" Speak to yourself. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. So, no, go ahead and encourage yourself. It's important to know that we look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And in his word lets us know that we can speak to ourselves. We can speak healing over ourselves. We can speak the good news over ourselves using the word of God. Don't be shaken. Don't be moved, okay? When you feel like you've gotten to the end of your rope, when you feel like all hope is gone, tie a knot and hold on. That's something that I heard someone very dear to me 20-some years ago say, and I really like that, to think about it. When you feel like you've gotten to the end of your rope, guess what? Tie a knot and hold on. Remember Psalm 39:7. It says, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in you." How do I maintain hope in a world that seems so hopeless? I remember the lows. Remember the lows. Remember what God has already done for you in the past. Remember that God is your provider. He always has been and he always will. Because we're talking about a God who is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. We know God promised us through his word that he would never, ever leave us. He would never forsake us. And he would be with you until the end. So remember what he's already done, okay? Think back to that last situation that you were in. Thought it was so dismal, how you thought you would never come out of it. And then God showed up. But see, he was there all along. But when it was manifested to you, you said, "Look at God." Well, guess what? He did it then. He'll do it again. He promised to be our protector. He promised to be our way maker. He promised to be our ever-present help in the times of trouble. He didn't tell us that we wouldn't have a world of trouble. He didn't tell us that, you know, because Jesus spoke in John 16:33. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Be in the world, you're going to have tribulation." But Jesus says, "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world." So when you think about whatever you're going through right now, and I'm not saying it's small, but guess what? Ain't nothing too hard for my God. Nothing too hard for my God. Stop focusing on your situation. That's the third thing I said I wanted to dwell on. Stop focusing on your own situation. Help somebody else. I tell you, when you focus on someone else, when you shift your priority, when you redirect your focus from your own need, from your own problem, from your own situation, when you shift it to helping someone else, it takes your mind off your own stuff, okay? And while you're doing that, take a moment to praise God. Take a moment to think about his goodness, all that he's done for you. God has given each of us so many gifts, and we don't need to be selfish. We should not be selfish with these gifts, you see. God has given us so much, so these gifts are not for us alone. We need to cherish and cultivate the gift that God has given each of us. And never, ever let anyone, don't let anyone deter you from using your gift. It's yours, but guess what? God didn't give it to you for you alone. It is to be used for his kingdom building. Use it as a light set upon a hill. There's hope, guys. There are people living in darkness. And you need to let your gift be a light that leads someone to Jesus. You see, your light may just be the only light that captures that person's attention. We don't know. We don't know. But I do know God has given each of us a purpose. He has planned for us a purpose. And in order for us to fulfill his purpose, we've got to study, to show ourselves approved, We've got to spend time with God, and we've got to stop thinking about our own problems in the midst, especially when we're going through stuff. We need to shift our priorities and think about, what can I do to strengthen God's kingdom? Who is out there that needs to hear an encouraging word today? Who is it out there? If God lays somebody on your mind, it may be for you to pray for that person, or it may be for you to call. But God directs you to call that person. You don't have to know what that person is going through, okay? But you should be obedient to God and do it. Just do it. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. And remember, the end ain't over until God says it's over. So keep on keeping on and keep the faith. How do you keep the faith? One step at a time. One step at a time. Faith, you see, is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to take one step at a time. I don't see my way clear, but I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. Stay on the course that God has for me. Be encouraged. While you are yet waiting, praise and worship him. David says in Psalms 34th chapter, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Meditate on some more praise scriptures, you know? Praise scriptures, like Psalms, the 9th chapter, which says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thy most high. That's Psalms 9th chapter, the first and the second verse. Psalms 22 and 3 lets us know that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So when you begin to praise God, when you begin to shift your mind off your promise and start praising him and thanking him because of what he's already done, something moves in the atmosphere. Something moves in the atmosphere and lets you know, reminds you, you got hope because your hope is in Jesus. You got hope because your hope is in Jesus. Psalms 113 and 1 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. There's so many other praise scriptures, you know, so many other. But be encouraged. Remember, speak over yourself. Victory is already yours because guess what? Jesus has already won. Be encouraged. Remember, you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. You can make it. You have everything you need already built in. Through Christ, you are already an overcomer. Don't be fear, because no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Keep the hope. Get up. Shake yourself. Speak of yourself. And stand up in your God-given image and believe it's so. Not because this sister tells you it's so, but because the word of God says so. James 1 says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing that the testing of your faith worketh patience. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Because guess what? Something's happening in the spirit world, okay? You might not see it. You might not feel it. But you know what? If you trust the word of God, be encouraged. There is hope. I know it's not easy, but guess what? You can make it. Be encouraged and be a good courage. And he that strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Be encouraged. What comes your way, don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. In the middle of the day, when you're going through stuff, at the end of the day, when you're going through stuff, take a moment to inhale and exhale and thank God for bringing you through another day. But as long as you have breath in your body, there is hope. Be encouraged and remember, Christ is the solid rock. All other ground is seeking sand. Don't be swayed by what the negative folks say. Be encouraged, my sister. Remember, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Be encouraged. Just remember who God is. How do you maintain hope in a world that seems so hopeless? How do you keep the faith when every fiber of your being screams out, enough is enough? How do you keep on keeping on when all you really want to do is toss in the towel? Strengthen your foundation by prayer, reading, meditating on the word. Remember what God has already done and stop focusing on your situation and go and help somebody else. And finally, my brother, my sister, remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Keywords that trust in who? In the Lord. How should we trust in him? With all of our heart, nothing holding back. Yes, we think we got it all together, but we don't. So we can't lean to our own understanding. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but you do. Lord, I can't understand why it's taking so long, but you know. Lord, 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 but God, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to acknowledge you in all of my ways, Lord God. I want you to direct my path, and I want to hear your voice and recognize your voice and follow your voice. No, it ain't easy when you try to do it alone. Let go and let God take the wheel. Because guess what? He won't steer you wrong. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. You can think about that for a minute. Think about it. Don't be moved by what you see. Remember, you're already a conqueror. Remember to always be led by the Spirit of God. When you're led by the Spirit of God, you can't go wrong. Remember who you are in Christ. Remember who you are in Christ. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. You got to remember that you already healed with his stripes. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. Remember, you're saved by grace through faith, and that's nothing else. God is good. God is faithful. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Listen to the rest of the song. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone. Faultless. See, I have fault right now. But one day, because I've accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior, I will stand before him, faultless, before the throne. My hope is built on nothing less but Jesus, but Jesus, but Jesus. God is faithful. God is faithful. Now, if you don't know him, then you won't, much of what I said may not make sense to you, okay? But I want you to know that God stands ready right now with open arms, and angels are standing ready to rejoice with you if you have not already accepted him and you want to do that right now. If you're not saved, if you're not repented of your sins, and you've not already accepted Jesus into your heart, if you are not 100% sure where you will spend into eternity, listen now. There's only one way to God, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So if you're not saved, if you haven't already made the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord, please continue listening. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So you make the confession with your mouth, acknowledging who Jesus is, okay? And you believe in your heart that God raised his son from the dead. Because Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none, not righteousness. So we need to admit that you are a sinner. And then you need to admit and be willing to turn from your sin, that is to repent. And then you need to believe that Jesus Christ died for you, was buried, and rose from the dead. Because Romans 10:10, beautiful. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And through prayer right now, you can invite Jesus to come into your life to become your personal Savior. Because the Word of God lets us know in Romans 10:13 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So here's the simple prayer that you can repeat after me. And if you repeat this prayer after me, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, please send us a note and let us know let us know, because we want to hear from you. So here's the prayer right now. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I do need forgiveness. I confess that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood and died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I now invite Christ to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Guess what? If you just trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, wow, you have just begun a wonderful new life in Christ. And the angels in heaven truly are rejoicing, because that's what the Word of God tells us. And then spend that time with him. Get to know him. Read your Bible every day to get to know Jesus better. Talk to God in prayer. You don't have to use any fancy words. Talk to him. And then get involved with the local church. Get baptized, where you let the world know you identify with your other brothers and sisters that you identify with now. You accept it into the kingdom. And you want to serve other Christians in a local church where Christ is preached and where the Bible is the final authority. And then tell someone about Christ. Tell others about Christ. Don't be shy with that. Don't be shy with that. I hope that these few words have been encouraging to you. I promised you I wasn't going to keep you longer than 30 minutes, and I don't believe I have. I was going to pray in a little bit, but I just want to remind you to study the scripture. Spend time with him. He loves you so much. There is so much power in prayer. There's so much power in studying in the Word of God. It's a simple prayer that I taught our children when they were young, and I think I want to use this in our closing prayer. So you can repeat this one with me, okay? As we close out, blessed be you, God. Blessed be you, Heavenly Father. For I have given, and you have given back to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over. I have abundance, thank you, Jesus. I have no lack, for my God meets my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. The Lord, I thank you for being my shepherd. I shall not want. I say in the name of Jesus that every and any disease germ that touches my body dies instantly. I say, according to the word of God, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper, and whatsoever my hands touch shall prosper. I say, not my will, but thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, I hope that these few words have been encouraging to you. I ask you to stay on for just a minute longer. And our host, our founder, Reverend Ray Rose, is going to come and give some remarks about something, if other things that are happening when Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you. And until the next time, keep looking up and expect something
Praise
wonderful
Lord, everyone,
to happen.
I want to thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is just a reminder. Here's Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray is the first, the second, and the fourth Fridays at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Pastor Ray is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Noreena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Louis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Antonio Mitchell, Tyrone Rose, Cleophas Malone, and Esther Green is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The number is 712-770-5505. The SS code is 732-499. Amen. Also, I want to remind you of Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry broadcast. We broadcast every third Friday at 7 p.m. Our hosts are Renee Malone, Ray Rose, Hope Williams, Robert Waring, Maggie Wilson, and Felicia Shears. We're excited about this group of people, our singers coming together and speak and say what thus says the Lord. We also have the more newest broadcast called Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and that would air on the second and the fourth Monday of the month at 8 p.m. is led by Minister Carmen A. Booker. And we appreciate her coming on and being new to the family. Amen. We want to encourage you to go and check out our website of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And on that, you can find a little bit more about the different hosts and a little bit more about what we got going on, some of the previous broadcasts and platforms that you use. Also, you will be able, if you would like to sow a seed or a donation into the ministry, you can do that now by clicking on Donate Now. I thank you for your time, and again, I thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you.